You're listening to Master Noel and Sir Mark on House of MNSN Radio. Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. For the break, I think we were talking about gay bingo old ladies and bondage equipment. Yes. How do those three things go together? Well, let us tell you.
Well, that's next month.
The gay bingo has themes, yes. So next month's themes is 50 Shades of Gay, they're calling it. So we were sitting. These people were nice enough to rearrange themselves so that all three of us could kind of sit together, because we would have had to sit all across, you know, the tables to sit together. It was really nice of them. And there's, you know, there some one lady, she was older. She had to be in her 70s easily, maybe early 80s.
The girl on the right of her was her daughter.
Yeah.
And it was her granddaughter's across from her.
Oh, God, yeah. So they were talking about the 50 Shades of Grey, and the boy, Wayne Hill, comes running up, and he's like, oh, yeah, next week we got to bring in bondage equipment, or next month, bondage equipment. I'm going to bring the cross in, and we need to bring floggers and ropes and blah, 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 and going on and on and on. And by the end of a couple of the conversations, they kind of knew that, yeah, we were actually serious, and we weren't just kind of, you know, making it up as we went. So that was pretty funny.
They were sitting right next to Slave Wayne as well with a slave collar on.
So. Yeah, I guess that
and
should
then they
mean.
See me coming with a lock around my neck and...
Yeah, that's probably
true. ...wrist restraint on my arm.
But they weren't freaked out. They were nice.
Yeah, they were nice.
Oh.
Well, they couldn't really go anywhere anyway. The seats were table.
Yeah, really. It's not like they could get away.
Nowhere to run.
They couldn't get away. Fuck, that was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. So we talked about the that video. I'd like to see if there's any more videos around like that. It'd be interesting.
The fact that it was public service. That was paid for by
the government.
The government.
Yeah.
And they played that in schools and stuff. You know, they would play that at the school assembly. And the old reel-to-reel, remember the big old reel-to-reel film projector?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And the AV.
Oh, that's a good point on those.
You probably ran those. You were in the AV department, weren't you?
No.
You really weren't?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, I'm saying that because you're so technical and kind
I never
of
was really.
Electronically geeky.
Electronically geeky?
You know that.
I guess it's better than being socially inept. I mean.
But you were into that, so you weren't like one of those
no.
audiovisual geeks?
No, I was too. No.
No.
No, 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 no. Oh, so, let's see what else we got to talk about. I got to bring up my,
I did audio visual once.
Did you?
Well, I told you about that, sir, and then we had to be involved in the musical, so we agreed to do the lights, and we were up in the lighting booth, me and this other kid, and we were both stoners. And then we got caught by the janitor getting stoned in the lighting booth. We had been doing it for weeks. So he punished us and made us perform on stage.
With him?
Knew that's why we were doing it, just because we didn't want to sing or dance.
With him?
With the one I was getting stoned with, I would have, though. He was cute. But well, I never got that far away.
Well, that surprised me. All right, I'm going to put a post in the chat room. This is, I think this is the one that I wanted to talk about. Claims Mitt Romney... didn't want to be president.
Oh, God, yes, his son said that.
Yeah.
His son is such a wacko, man. That's the same son that said that if there wouldn't have been Secret Service in that last debate, he says, if it weren't for the Secret Service, I would have went up and punched out Obama. I really did. I want to go punch his lights out, and I would have. But, you know, he had Secret Service there, so I couldn't do it. He actually said that, and it was like, huh?
Yeah,
that's how messed up this boy is.
So the title of this is "The Romneys Take Their Ball and Go Home," claiming Mitt never wanted really to be president.
No, he didn't.
The whole thing. This is kind of weird.
This was the second time he ran for president.
I wanted to do this one a while back, but we just didn't get around to it. Tag Romney, the kid, told.
What a name too, Tag. That sounds like isn't this like a porn star? Tag.
It's
doesn't it sound like a
laser
porn
tag.
Name? Am I right, Sir Mark? Yeah. You've been around a while. That would be like a porn name. What do they call that when you're
what
like...
What do you mean I've been around a while?
A stage name. A stage name. That's what they'd call it.
A stage name, yeah. Anyway, Tag Romney. The whole name
tag,
seems like...
tight ass.
told the Boston Globe that Mitt never wanted to be president. He only ran for 6 years because he couldn't find anyone as perfect as himself to run the brutal Republican primaries. Notwithstanding, we are to believe Romney never really wanted it.
Here's
the quote. He wanted to be president less than anyone I've met in my life. Well, this is the kid. He had no desire to run, says Tagg, who worked with his mother and to persuade his father to seek the presidency. If he could have found someone else to take his place, he would have been ecstatic to step aside. He is a very private person who loves his family deeply and wants to be with them. But he has a deep faith in God and loves his country, but he doesn't love the attention. What do you think about that, boy, now?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I believe any word of that. I mean, his family is just really... And now it's interesting. I probably didn't even tell you this, but did you know who he now took a job with, Mitt Romney?
I don't.
No, he took a job with, and it's quite unusual how this works, with a company called Martin Marietta is the name of the company. Martin Marietta owns all the Marriotts.
Right.
They also service the food for the majority of the football and sports stadiums.
Okay.
So, like, you go to the Toronto Blue Jays game, they could be actually the one that hire all the people, bring the food, and do all that. I'm not sure they do that stadium. They do a lot of them. Plus, they happen to have contracts with 85%, I believe it is, of all of the public schools in the United States.
Right.
Government contracts. Guess who owns Martin Marietta?
Who?
The Mormon Church.
No, well, yeah.
It's church owned.
We knew they were connected always, 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 always.
So it just
always
proves the case again where it was.
Hey, Pop Loki signed in. So. Hey, Pop Loki.
I got bounced out.
Hi, yeah. Pop.
Yeah, so that was kind of an old one. What else we got on our thing? Oh, that's another really good one. Let me try to get this one up. About the Pope Benedict, our favorite anti-gay Pope. He's at it again. So let me post this in the chat room. Why am I talking like I'm American? Post it in the chat room.
Chat room. I keep getting bounced.
Yeah, you got to type every now and then, or you will.
No, I've been typing. I'm still.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right. So Pope Benedict hurls unhinged assault into his anti-gay marriage holy war. Pope Benedict blesses the top lawmakers pushing Uganda's Kill the Gays bill. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
But today's address. This was. I came back a little while. I can't, just trying to find it. Today's address was startling in the intensity of its anti-gay rhetoric, going so far as to state same-sex marriage threatens the, quote, essence of the human creature and thus mankind's future. Noting, quote, the family is still strong and vibrant today, Pope Benedict strongly questioned the ability of a member of the, quote, Western world to, quote, bind oneself for a lifetime, end of quote, in marriage. And he warned when, quote, such commitment is repudiated, the key figure of human existence likewise vanished. Father, mother, child, essential elements of the experience of being human, they're all lost. So he's basically saying that gays are basically the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Quite honestly. You know, okay,
I didn't know we were that powerful and strong.
Really? So we're going to go back to another... another quote. According to the biblical creation account, being created by God as male and female pertains to the essence of the human creatures, the Pope said. This duality is an essential aspect of what being human is all about, as ordained by God. This very duality as something previously given is what is now disputed. So he's saying, you know, because there's no males and females, it's fucking up God's plan.
Yes.
So how much does a different family, right? Maybe two dads, two moms, whatever. How is that affecting society in general?
I mean, it doesn't. I mean, to me, just, and I think to most people, if you are loved at home and taken care of, it's going to make you a more productive and giving and understanding individual when you get to the real world. So it doesn't matter who it is, as long as whoever is at home being your parents,
yeah,
they're doing the job they're supposed to be doing, hopefully the outcome will be that you'll have great children who are going to be responsible, loving, caring individual, and will be great community involved
individuals,
individual and respectable and educated.
Well, Pope Benedict rallied against same-sex marriages as an attack on, quote, the traditional family, and lamented that children adopted by same-sex couples, quote, become an object to which people have a right and to which they have a right to obtain, end quotes. Benedict claimed this creation causes human dignity to disappear. So let's have a little debate amongst ourselves here. Now, is it better to have a child in an orphanage or adopted by, say, a same-sex couple? Well, really, I mean, that's what he's saying, leaving the fucking orphanage.
He's saying it's better they're in an orphanage, is what he's saying.
Right, so do you think that's true?
Why are you asking us that? I think you know the answer that we'll give
you. Yeah, well, I mean, if we go along with this, then if the individuals that had the kid, you know, can't bring that child up, maybe we should just send them to the Vatican. They've got tons and tons of money, right? Why don't we just turn the whole place into a big motherfucking orphanage?
Yeah, I'm sure they would take him. You know, they would sell. He would maybe he could just sell a piece of his gold throne that he sits on. It is, by the way, solid gold.
Wait a minute. But then all those priests and all those. Oh, maybe
that
that's not a good
idea. Busy, no.
Well, yeah, they'd all be wanting to be transferred to the Vatican at that point.
Well, right. If they're really bad, they ultimately do get transferred there, so maybe that's what's
happening. So now they're going to be even badder?
Could be. That's how they finally get rid of them, when they just keep shipping them around and they keep molesting boys.
Oh,
finally.
God.
Hey, what you drinking, babe?
All right, we're going to take commercial with Rope, Master Noel, and Sir Mark on House of MNSN Radio.